We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
Very, very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sean Wilson, and that's Butch Black, and you're who you are. Yeah.
Is that who I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You can't wait to get to the gas plant, so we'll make this hour go by as quick as possible. Thanks again for being a part of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Got through the Farm and Home Expo this weekend out at the Elk City Civic Center. Mm-hmm. I understand Woodward had theirs this weekend as well. So lots of things happening. But here's what's happening.
Lunch?
Meals on Wheels. You know, their dining room's open to everyone. It's open from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Regular meal, $6. That means anybody can go in there and sit down and eat or take to go, including your drink and your dessert. $6. Senior citizens, $5 bill. You can call in your order, 225-5821. They're located at 1510 West 9th Street in Fairview Village. It is Meals on Wheels, and this is what's on tap for this fourth day of April. Spaghetti, meat sauce, salad, breadstick, and pears.
Mm.
Yeah. Paschetti, as my kids used to call it.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, meat sauce, salad, breadsticks, and pears. That's what's on the Meals on Wheels April 4th menu. Got some other things going on here. Corn Bible Academy is having their German Fest and auction.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This coming Saturday, April the 9th in Corn, Oklahoma. Curbside pickup is an option. It's the auction. I mean, is, you know, for sure. But you don't want to miss the auction, which will begin promptly at 1 p.m. on April the 9th. So, again, homemade food goods also will be available. Silent auction begins at 10 a.m. You talk about some German food. They got it.
Yeah.
They got it going on. That beer, Ockman, that stuff make your babies born naked. I'm not kidding you. Anyway, it is Corn Bible Academy's German Fest and Auction, April the 9th, this coming Saturday. So, and you know what? It's their 58th annual German Fest.
They've been at this for a
year.
Yeah,
they have. They have been.
They've had a little practice.
Yeah, they know how to do her. They got her done, no doubt about it. So that's going to be in Corn this coming Saturday, April the 9th.
Then Friday, you can go have fish before you go have German
Saturday.
You
certainly can. Friday night, fill up on fish. In fact, they got this will be the last Friday, coming Friday,
yeah.
The 8th. So come on down to St. Matthew's Catholic Church. Get you some all-you-can-eat fries, fish, hush puppies, coleslaw, homemade beans, homemade desserts and drinks. And that's Friday night from 5 to 7, the last Friday before Good Friday. So there you have it.
Yeah. Well, the market is feeling jolly today.
Is it jolly today?
WTI crude on the NYMEX May exchange is up $2.91 to $102.18. Brent crude on the ICE June exchange is up $2.55 to $106.94. NYMEX natural gas on the May exchange is up 6 pennies to $5.78. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX May exchange is up $4.84 to $3.20.19. And NYMEX heating oil on the May exchange is up $13.17 to $3.55.57.
Oh,
that's a pretty big
good
jump.
That's a big jump. That's a large jump. No
doubt
about it.
Yeah, maybe Biden needs to take his oil reserves and put them into heating oil.
He'll figure out something, I'm sure. Well, here's
something that won't work.
Here's your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning edition of the Exploring Energy Show. And again, we're glad you're tuned in. Special shout out to a good farmer friend of mine, Eddie Diffendaffer. He said he listens to the show. He said he enjoys it.
Cool.
Down around the Rocky area. You probably know that name, Diffendaffer. But Eddie, good guy. He was visiting with me yesterday at the Farm and Home Expo. Yeah. So giving him a big shout out. The guy's a heck of a softball player, too. Anyway, here's your Baker Hughes rig count. You know, the Inveris rig count had it slightly down. Now, the Baker Hughes, they've got it up. They've got from 670 to 673. Again, these are the rigs that Baker Hughes services. Of those, 657 are on land, 2 on inland waters, and 14 offshore. It did show up on my report that Canada lost 16 drilling rigs over the past weeks. I'm not sure what's going on up there to make that happen, but it did. Of those 673 on the Baker Hughes rig count, it is 533 of those being drilled for oil, 138 for gas, 2 geothermal wells on the list. This is as miscellaneous. If you were wondering, that's 2 more oil wells than a week ago and 1 more gas well. Of those, 613 are being drilled horizontally, 35 directionally drilled wells, and 25 vertically drilled wells on your Baker Hughes rig count here on this Monday morning. Here are your state-by-state variances. Alaska stayed steady at 7 active drilling rigs. California has 7 standing. Also, as they did a week ago, unchanged is Colorado. They've got 14. Kansas shows an increase of 1 here on the Baker Hughes rig count, and then it showed they have 43 on their independent rig count. Louisiana lost 3 from 60 down to 57. New Mexico has 96 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count this Monday morning, as they did a week ago. North Dakota lost 1 from 33 down to 32. Ohio stayed steady at 11. Unchanged is Oklahoma, with 49 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count. Pennsylvania also unchanged at 25. Texas gained 5 from 326 to 331. Utah gained 1 from 12 to 13 active drilling rigs. West Virginia also gained 1 from 11 to 12. Wyoming stayed steady at 15. Of course, the big basin still, the Permian, 323 drilling there. The closest one behind them, 66 in the Haynesville, 56 in the Eagle Ford, 37 in the Marcellus, 33 in the Williston, 25 in the Cana Woodford, 11 in the Utica, 14 in the DJ Niobrara, 4 in the Granite Wash. And that is your Baker Hughes rig count here on this Monday morning. Yeah, so 1 million barrels of oil a day for 6 months out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
gigantic Band-Aid, not even a
it's not
tourniquet.
Even a gigantic Band-Aid. You know, it's those little kitty strips that you put on your...
A little Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, this is really kind of interesting. A father-daughter team has founded a company to bury nuclear waste.
Bury it?
But they're doing it by drilling deep boreholes.
Now, will they open them up with gas buggy?
No.
Warheads? Oh, okay.
No.
I mean, if it's going to be...
What they're talking about doing is directional drilling. They're an 18-inch borehole horizontally, and then you've got 14-foot canisters of the nuclear waste, and then you lower them in, slide them back into the hole, and leave them.
Yeah.
And so this is nothing new. I mean, it's been considered for a long time. It's just the first time that anybody's really started to do anything about it. And... they said, although you can't, this stuff can't get too hot or have too much pressure on it, because then it can migrate. So the sweet spot's between 1 to 4 kilometers deep, which is
a little over 5,000.
You know, yeah. Feet,
yeah.
And so what they're talking about doing is saying, of course, it depends on the rock formation. You got to have the right type of rock formation to put it in so it doesn't migrate and carry. But, you know, nuclear waste can, it will set and deplete naturally. But what you really kind of fail to understand is that natural depletion takes about 6 to 12,000 years.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, it's a day or two.
Yeah. So, anyway, this father-daughter team is, of course, they're 5 to 10 years out before they can do it. But, you know, Yucca Mountain was the only repository that they were talking about working on here in the United States. And, of course, thanks to Harry Reid, that went by the wayside.
But not until after
Obama cut funding to it.
Millions were spent in his state on it.
Yeah, he got him to spend a lot of money and then pull the plug on it.
Gigantic, nice underground storage facility.
Yeah. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting that somebody and a father-daughter team has come up with the idea, and they're working very hard to get this underway.
That's good stuff. I mean, you got to take that first step.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Saw a really good, national championship women's basketball game last night. UConn fell to Carolina, but you know what? Still good for the women's sports because that NCAA tournament was well covered and saw some really good ball games in that deal. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
When you're producing a well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year, and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT. Just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136. 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
The AMA has connected hearing loss to both Alzheimer's and dementia. They're not saying the cause, they're saying it's a contributor. Hearing loss is a contributor to both Alzheimer's and dementia. If you procrastinate and put it off and put it off and put it off, based on horror stories you've heard, or Fred didn't like his hearing aids, so I probably wouldn't like mine, then you're only hurting yourself. The physiological is the physical disability. The neurological is the brain. When the neurological is worse than the physiological, it's tough. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
That would be us. Okie dokie, okie, construction and welding. Still have a couple openings for multiple heavy haul drivers, mechanic shop technicians. The drivers will be home every night. The drivers must have a Class A CDL license, 2 years experience required. Talking about Okie Construction Welding in Clinton, looking to add experienced heavy haul truck drivers to their growing company. And also mechanic shop technicians. Assist the lead mechanic in daily repairs and maintenance of crew truck, fleets, trailers, heavy equipment. Mechanic will be home every night. Must be able to lift 50 to 75 pounds. Must possess a regular driver's license. 2 years experience required to apply. Please call or text 580-821-6785. 821-6785. You can call or text for more information, or you can fill out an application online the easiest way at okieconstruction.com. Okie Construction. O-K-I-E, the word construction, all one word. Okieconstruction.com. They're looking to hire. And sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. Some of their upcoming educational opportunities are going to have a Zoom meeting April 14th for digital resistance in the oil field. The SCADA, Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition. We're going to be talking about that. You can get on sowerok.com, find out more, get yourself registered. And then the Chemicals 101 is going to be happening on April the 21st. That's going to be an in-person class. Join SOAR to learn how chemical applications work and how they can benefit marginal wells. And get online at SOARok.com. Get yourself registered for that as well. That's going to be April the 21st. And get the SOAR Connect app. You'll have all that information. Plus, videos to help educate on the process of oil and natural gas production. Lisa's Pumper's Handbook at your fingertips with the searchable filters and links. And also, it's a native app, meaning it can be easily accessed in remote locations without Wi-Fi or Internet. It's now available for free download at the App Store of your choice, Android or iOS, all one word, SOAR, S-O-E-R, Connect, SOAR Connect. And then Camrock, they keep you supplied. They get to know you. They take care of you. That's why you should choose Camrock Supply for your bulk fluids and filters. Camrock will take care of what you need. Call Sean Estes at Camrock, 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Camrock is located on South Main Street here in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, no doubt about it. So keep your fluids handy and your filters changed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Langford is in the news this morning. He's pushing for critical U.S. mining needs. Day after he filed a bill to create a secure chain of critical mineral mining for U.S. manufacturers, Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Langford pressed his point during a Senate hearing. He took part in a Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee hearing on domestic critical mineral supply chains and how we can continue to source critical minerals here in the U.S. and with our allies rather than importing them from unfriendly nations like China. Langford questions focused on opening up domestic critical mineral mining and processing and ensuring we can pursue that safety and effectively here at home. The previous day was when Langford introduced a bill to establish a secure supply chain of these critical minerals and counter China's market dominance by leveraging the quadrilateral security dialogue, the Quad partnership, which includes the U.S., Australia, India, and Japan. Langford also authored legislation expanding the Department of Energy's Title 17 LOAD program to include critical minerals development, processing, and recycling projects, which became law in 2021. So companies going into this can get some tax incentive. Witnesses at the hearing included Dr. Steve Fortier, the director of the USGS National Minerals Information Center in the U.S. Department of the Interior, and others. But it was... It's important for us to pursue U.S. mining safety effectively. I mean, we need to, the less we can be dependent on those that would like to see our demise, the better it's going to be.
Sure.
And critical minerals are definitely, and I mean, and they're not only just used in, you know, batteries, but they're also used in pharmaceuticals. They're used in a lot of different things.
Surely you're not suggesting America first.
You know, it's an idea. It's something that might just catch on.
It might.
Good gravy. Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to get you fired up. Well, one of only the two conservative Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin, said Monday that he is deeply concerned about the new climate disclosures proposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. In a letter to the SEC, the West Virginia Democrat said that the proposals go against the regulatory body's stated mission and that such policies will add undue burdens on companies, especially in the fossil fuel industry. Most concerning piece of the proposed rule is what appears to be targeting of our nation's fossil fuel companies, he wrote. The SEC announced that the proposed rules around climate disclosures on March 21st, companies would be required to report on greenhouse gas emissions, climate-related targets and goals, as well as how climate risks impact their business. Manchin said the proposed changes are unnecessary for several reasons, including that nearly two-thirds of companies in the Russell 1000 Index release sustainability reports, but these reports differ widely across companies. Yeah. But to suggest that any and all public companies have the resources and capabilities to capture this data is short-sighted, the letter reads. Manchin said forcing such requirements on companies could impose undue financial hardships and also erode public trust. Manchin said the SEC's proposed rules seemingly politicize a process aimed at assessing the financial health and compliance of a public company. He pointed specifically to requirements around disclosure of Scope 3 emissions, which are indirect emissions from companies' supply chain. In other words, what it takes, what carbon footprint your supplies have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're buying the supplies. You're not. But he said these emissions can be especially difficult to track, and that the SEC's proposed rules to Scope 3 emissions must be tracked if material. Manchin noted some companies are already required to provide data to the Environmental Protection Agency, for example, so adding more data reporting requirements is unnecessary work. He says, you know, ultimately I'm interested in the implementation of rules that are rational and ensure that the system is fair. Reassessing the responsibilities of our nation's energy companies within these disclosures is a critical component to reaching the fairness, Manchin concluded. So it's nice to know that at least we've got two Democrats working on our behalf.
Yeah. Well, Stark formally retires. I'm not talking about
Tony
Stark. I'm talking about a different Stark. This guy was the president of Continental Resources. The Securities Exchange Commission filing by Continental Resources might help explain the $1.6 million sale of company shares by Jack Stark, Continental's president. It was part of his planned retirement that had been announced back in January. We did a story on it. The April 1st filing revealed Stark retired as president on that date. Also signed a consulting agreement with the board of directors in January. His successor, Doug Lawler, was named. Lawler is a former Chesapeake Energy CEO and Anadarko Petroleum executive. The company is entering into the consulting agreement in order to assure access to Mr. Stark's advice and assistance in connection with the transition of his responsibilities to others within the company, stated the filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The consulting agreement has a one-year term, and under its terms, Stark will be paid an hourly rate of $750. He also agreed to be available to devote an average of 2 weeks per quarter to performing services for the company. Stark will also be reimbursed for reasonable expenses incurred while performing his contractual services. The company website indicated Stark had been with Continental Resources since 1992 and was senior vice president of exploration from 98 to 2014. He was named president and COO, chief operating officer, back in 2014 at Continental. Earlier in the week, as we reported and we found on OK Energy Today, Stark sold 25,000 shares of Continental Resources at a price of about $64.22 a share on March 25th. That sale amounted to about $1,605,500 for Stark. I could probably work for $750 an hour. I mean, $750 an hour.
Be nice. Well, the Biden administration.
I might even come in early.
No, we wouldn't bet on that.
Right. Yeah,
you'd
good call.
That means you'd have to get up.
Good
early.
Call. Right.
The Biden administration is looking for anything you can do to reduce fuel prices.
How about
quit? Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, just hang on. According to Joe Donald, the managing director of B. Riley Advisory Services, of course, the midterm elections are fast approaching, and with the president's approval rating lagging inflation rates at historically high levels, the administration is looking for anything it can do to reduce consumer fuel prices. Last week, in conjunction with a massive SPR, your Strategic Petroleum Reserve release announcement, the White House called on Congress to make companies pay fees on wells from their leases that they haven't used in years and on acres of public lands that they are hoarding without producing, presumably to incentivize U.S. oil companies to increase production. While this may make for a useful soundbite on the campaign trail, it is at best unclear what any of these mechanisms would look like or how they would be enforced. So this makes really, really a huge amount of sense. We're going to spend 2 years shutting down the fossil fuel industry, doing everything we can to put an end to them. But then all of a sudden we need them, so we're going to force them to produce more by costing them more by putting fees and on them to make them pay more money. And that'll make them – if you would just back off your regulations, they would gladly go in there and bail your butt out. But right now they have no clue what's going to take place in the next 6 weeks, much less the next 6 years, months. And they are not about to put their money out there for the government to tie it up.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, this is ludicrous that they would even consider.
Somebody sits around and thinks this stuff up.
Yeah, and that's what really scares me is that they're not playing with all the cards in their deck.
Oh, I know, man.
You know, their elevator's not going to the top floor if they think this is a solution.
It's desperation. Desperate people take desperate measures. You know, you said it at the beginning of the article. You know, the midterms are coming up.
Yeah.
Midterms are coming up, and his approval rating is in the crapper.
Well, and what it boils down to is what you're doing right now, Biden, is you're languishing in the consequences of your own actions.
Yeah. Well, basically, there are so many different people pulling strings on that guy that...
Well, somebody's got to pull strings.
Well, I guess. Otherwise, you know, he would fall down, you know,
yeah,
and wander off. But seriously, it's... you know, there are so many different people that are advising and pulling strings on this guy that who knows which direction he's going to go. And that's how come there's no constant rationale, yeah. I guess, is for about
well,
lack
there,
of
there's no
term.
Rationality. Period.
I know, but there's nothing that stays constant. It's just like, beer, 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 beer. It's just up here, over there, high here. I mean, it's nothing,
yeah.
There, you know, it's not a gradual deal. And it's because whoever's getting to him is pulling him in different directions. And I'll tell you straight up, it's something that we're going to have to take care of at the polls, you know, this year in the midterms. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I've got a story that's going to cost a pretty good chunk of change down in the Permian to build this plant. We'll talk about that more as the second half of the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on 96.5 KECO on this Monday morning continues after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
Sugar Creek Casino presents, come celebrate over 35 years of Sawyer Brown. This Saturday night at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the back. Don't miss Sawyer Brown live at Sugar Creek Casino. Kids and the dogs and the smoking hot wine. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
DC P Services, one of our great sponsors, fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. compressor sizing, all the good stuff like that.
Hopefully, Jeff's getting some sleep today.
Well, you can call him. If not, 580-660-0501. Say, hey, are you asleep? Not anymore. Anyway, they rebuild Kimray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps to new condition, like new condition. They sell and repair Texam solar pumps as well as other solar pumps. They also have a wireline division. Highly trained wireline division with both braided and slick line capabilities for these services. Call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. How about old Ernie Barker? Since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe, valves, and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren near Nelk City, you can call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773, 580-339-1773. And also, American Hose and Supply, ag producers, oil field companies, they don't like those long-distance relationships. If you're going to have somebody service you, you need to see their face. You need to have a relationship. American Hose and Supply, they understand it. They'll bring those hoses and fittings to you. They'll keep you up and going, keep you working. Just say the word. American Hose and Supply is located inside Camrock's building on South Main Street here in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call 580-821-4413, 821-4413. And Big Elk Auto Mall also hiring gas and diesel mechanics. Man, if you can turn a wrench, you can find a job. I guarantee it. Immediate openings for experienced gas, diesel mechanics, and helpers. Even if you currently have a job, they want to talk to you. This deal could be better than the one you have. You owe it to yourself to at least talk to them, find out what they're offering. Because they offer great work environment, competitive pay, holiday pay, vacation pay, paid health insurance available. Mechanics need to have their own tools. You can apply in person at Big Elk Auto Mall, 1019 East Highway 66, in the old Schlumberger Wireline building, just north of the Elk City Civic Center, the convention center. Big Elk Auto Mall is an equal opportunity employer.
Now,
okay.
You teased a story.
I did. It is.
Fill it out.
It is the Permian Basin Carbon Capture Plant to cost $1 billion. Oh. Occidental Petroleum Corp's planned carbon removal facility in the Permian Basin will carry an estimated $1 billion price tag. It's what the company informed investors this week, saying the cost would be about $800 million to $1 billion. Construction is expected to begin in the second half of this year. Nearly $1 billion cost is the first amount to be disclosed by company leadership. Occidental and one of its subsidiaries, Oxy Low Carbon Ventures, LLC, along with the private equity firm, created 1.5, a development company, 2 years ago. The plant is intended to pull carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Occidental executives told investors they are hoping for a startup of operations in late 2024. They explained an engineering study is still underway. They also said that $1 billion estimate cost includes pre-investment for future DAC, and that stands for direct air capture.
It's fine and dandy, but you're right back to, like, the nuclear waste. What are you going to do with it?
You're gonna have
you put it back down the wellbore.
Yep. That's what they're doing up north.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's contained.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the situation, but are we going to run into the same thing we do with nuclear waste? Mm-hmm. Is no, yeah, we need to do that, but let's do it somewhere besides here.
Okay, so basically they're going to put this plant down there and then try to capture as much carbon dioxide
to offset whatever
from the immediate area of the gas plant.
Well, what it boils down to is
of the plant.
No, what they're trying to do is capture enough to offset what the field puts out.
Yeah,
it's a kind of a tit for tat, a trade out. All right, we produce 100,000 cubic tons a week.
Right,
we're going to remove 125 from the atmosphere. And it's an average out is what it boils down to. We can capture it from the atmosphere, and it'll average out because we're taking more out of the air than what we're putting in it.
So evidently they're going to have some kind of a vacuum situation to suck it in.
Yeah, it'll have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a...
Kind of curious. I'm going to follow this story and kind of keep everybody abreast of the situation. I mean, like I said, that the one up north... their big start was the pipelines to get it you know, to get it to where they could put it back in the ground.
Yeah, because we're anti-pipeline.
That's it.
Yeah, we can't have any pipelines.
Oh, I know.
And
even though it is the safest and most environmentally friendly way to transport hydrocarbons.
Sure. And, I mean, when you're looking at carbon dioxide, it's actually, that would be a completely safe pipeline other than the fact that any leaks you had could create a problem, but it's not volatile.
Right.
It doesn't burn, you know.
Yeah.
It's not. The only thing that would make it explosive is the pipeline pressure itself.
Right.
But at least if you have a rupture, it doesn't explode.
It doesn't go into firing flames.
Yeah. So.
Now, I wasn't able to find anything this morning, but there was some kind of an explosion down around Odessa. Did you see something about that?
I'd heard a little bit about that, but I didn't get any details on it. Just bits and pieces.
Right.
And I still don't know exactly what took place.
Yeah.
Well, Australia's Santos Limited and ConocoPhillips are butting heads in Alaska. Santos has a Pikka oil project on Alaska's North Slope, and they're in the process of trying to figure out if they really want to sell it or not. And if they sell it, it could bring $2 to $3 billion of asset sales for Santos. But the problem they're having right now is where it's located, which the Pikka project is the biggest new oil prospect on Alaskan state land in decades. It's right next to a ConocoPhillips Caprick River unit, and they're having to use ConocoPhillips roads to get to their little project. And ConocoPhillips actually kind of wants to buy their asset, but of course they don't want to pay as much as they think they ought to get out of it. So their idea was, well, we'll charge you $95 million to use our roads.
Whew!
Yeah. Well, of course, in the process, the federal courts come in and says no. They've issued a temporary permit for Santos to be able to use ConocoPhillips roads, because when it boils right down to it, the North Slope pretty much belongs to the federal government. So anyway, we got a little battle going on up there, and kind of see how that plays out. See if Santos gets to keep using the roads, or whether the appeal process comes through and they'll have to pay.
Well, Google's a wonderful thing. No, it's not, but DuckDuckGo is a little better.
Yeah.
The thick black smoke after explosions in Ukraine's Odessa.
Yeah, how much carbon footprint does that
make? Yeah, so it wasn't Odessa, Texas. It was Odessa, Ukraine. They, towards the sea after explosions. It's a port city of Odessa, and one that is very important to the supply chain for Ukraine, so... Wondering what's going to come out of that. But yeah, after hearing the like I said, I just caught a little snippet of thick black smoke in Odessa, and I thought, man, I only know one Odessa.
Yeah, that's all.
We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back. Energy news in my briefs, the mop-up segment, and more as the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show continues.
Well, I've got one I want to touch on right after the break.
Fantastic. I'll let you, because that's the kind of old kid I am. Stay with us, won't you?
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
We are a lubrication and filtration company. We sell lubrication products and filtration products.
So if they've been using somebody else, why should they even consider Camrock?
We could probably be just as competitive or beat their pricing, but our service is top-notch. We love to take care of our customers and have a great customer experience. We take it very personally. We want you, not only just as a customer, but as a friend, to have your need fulfilled. If you need a product, we want to get that product to you, because we know how important it is for you to keep on running and doing what you need to be doing. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody likes to pay high prices, any of that kind of stuff. And so we want to communicate to you when we can get that product to you, how we can get that product to you, and try to give you the best pricing that you can get. My name is Sean Estes, and the company I work for is Camrock. Give me a call at 405-301-5803. 405-301-5803. Come see us at Camrock, 2111 South Main in Elk City, right behind Fred's Steakhouse.
We will have our traditional Easter baskets, but we also have something up our sleeve that's unique and fun to make your Easter gift giving a fun, exciting surprise. Okay. We have gifts for all ages, from your itty bitties to your adult children. Oaky hats and apparel. It's Oaky brand out of Tulsa. And it's Oaky hats, Oaky shirts, sweatshirts. They're super soft. We have decided to carry some yard games this year. We have Yard Yahtzee, a game called Scatter, which if you're familiar, it's just like the game Wolkie. It's like a bowling pin game. It's super fun. We have Washer Toss. These games are great for your teens and adults, but even the littler people can play it also. We have splash pads that hook up to your water hose for your little bitty kids to play in the water. We have a lot of unique creative ideas this year to make your Easter giving fun and fantastic.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, located at 1220 West 3rd Street in Elk City in between Sherwin-Williams and Subway.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
That would be you and me, Butcher. Safety Flow NDT, 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. Give you the willies. I'm asking this, and so is Dustin Nix. Who's inspecting your flow iron? Whoever it is, they need to know what they're doing. Their certifications need to be up to date. They need to have the right equipment. Their people need to know what they're doing. Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT, he's been doing it for 15 years. He's so confident in the job that he and his crew do. He's offering a big-time discount to first-time customers. Safety Flow NDT will inspect the first 50 pieces of pipe on your first job for free. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nix, Safety Flow, NDT, 580-383-0136, 383-0136. And David A. Guest, Certified Mineral Manager, buyer of royalties of estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. David's a trusted source for mineral management. He treats you fairly, he'll treat you squarely. Over 35 years in the business. Call David today, 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. David A. Guest. He's a member of the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association, also a member of NARO, National Association of Royalty Owners.
Also a member of our family here.
He certainly is. He's a member of the Exploring Energy Radio Show family. Okay, well, what do you got for us over there, Butcher?
I teased that Aberdeen scientists to study converting...
Scotland?
Yeah, Aberdeen, Scotland. They're going to study converting CO2 to hydrocarbons through plasma electrocatalysis. I think that's pronunciation. Woo! But anyway, what they're going to study...
Something about plasma, just that...
Yeah, what they're going to study is using a plasma catalyzer fueled by renewable energy to catalyze... CO2 emissions and turn them back into hydrocarbons. So in a roundabout way, what they're going to do is take the refuse and use it for a fuel source. And if this is, if this works.
It's like burning trash in a flux capacitor.
Yeah, if this is successful, it could be the answer to the problems that we're facing right now. So... Yeah, this could be an answer to prayer.
Aberdeen, Scotland. Reminds me of them Morris boys and the McGarkle clan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, poured cold water on the idea of suspending the federal gas taxes as a way to reduce the cost of higher gas prices for consumers. I think they get... 19 to 20 cents. I'd have to research that, but it's a pretty good chunk of change. Ruby Pipeline, a natural gas pipeline joint venture between Kinder Morgan and Pembia Pipeline filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to restructure its debt. Kinder Morgan will continue to operate the pipeline, which provides 1.5 billion cubic feet a day of natural gas delivery capacity from the Opal Hub in Wyoming to the main hub in Oregon on the California border. A new company called Hydrograph Clean Power has spun out of graphene and hydrogen research at Kansas State University. They came up with a cheaper, more environmentally friendly way to create large amounts of graphene by igniting acetylene and oxygen. They have to find that somewhere to put it in the vaccine. Toyota and a proposed class of hybrid vehicle owners have settled a class action lawsuit in the Eastern District of Texas. The case had originally been set for trial this July before the court ordered mediation for the parties. Also, the Brandon administration may soon consider calls for exemptions to a ban on financing of new carbon-intensive fossil fuel projects overseas. A senior U.S. official says as energy markets tighten on Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The global chip shortage has been wreaking havoc on the supply chain for over a year now. And now that storage is temporarily shutting down a major U.S. automaker, Ford announced that its Flat Rock assembly plant near Detroit will be down this week, specifically due to the semiconductor shortage. No chips, no ships, man. Russia is on track to make $321 billion from energy exports in 2022 if trading partners keep buying its oil and gas, according to a Bloomberg analysis. A Russian politician said two Ukrainian helicopters blew up an oil depot in Russia on Friday. The governor of Belgorod said Ukrainian helicopters launched an airstrike on the city of Belgorod. Ukrainian officials denied it. Belgorod. Greenpeace activists on Thursdays blocked two oil tankers off the coast of Denmark from transferring 100,000 tons of Russian oil in what the organization said was an attempt to stop funding Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announcement that he would not abandon a massive Russian gas project was decided weeks ago when he told top officials in private he wouldn't risk Japan's energy security, three sources said. And Evraz, the Russian steelmaker whose biggest shareholder is Roman Abramovich, will not proceed with the separation of its coal assets, said on Friday, citing sanctions on the country following the Ukraine invasion. Finally, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said on Friday he rejected a proposal from the U.S. climate envoy, long-faced John Kerry, for a U.S. group of monitor efforts around a contentious energy bill and chided what he described as a bid to keep watch over Mexico.
Yeah.
And there's energy news in my briefs.
That would be a hard decision to make. As a prime minister of a country, do you sacrifice your ability to provide energy for your people?
Yep.
Or do you continue to do business with someone that is kind of pressing the limits?
Yeah.
You know?
Either way, people are going to suffer.
I mean,
the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one or the needs of the few.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, Japan is getting natural gas, liquefied natural gas from us as quick and hard as they can, but we can't put it there fast enough to meet their daily requirements.
Right.
You know, that would be tough.
See, this was a strategic...
And you're going to be unpopular no matter which decision you make.
Yeah. And this is a strategic move by Russia and has been since the Clinton administration, the Obama administration. You know, they had a little bit of hiatus when Trump was in there, but then as soon as day one that Brandon took over, boom, they were right back in the middle of the business. And so you're right. I mean, what do? You tell your people, hey, listen, you know what, we're not gonna
You're gonna either have to do without or like I said, no matter what decision you make, you're going to be unpopular.
Yeah, danged if you do, danged if you don't kind of thing. But still, you know, of course, you go back to where they became dependent on this.
Yeah.
You know, the hydrocarbons from this power. And then, you know, you got to figure that one day the debt will come due. You know,
how soon will
it happen? Are we going to get any weather over there for us? Can we get some rain up around this thing? We got a little bit of moisture, and I'm thankful to God for any that we get right now. But we could sure use some April showers to bring some May flowers.
Yeah, we're right now we're overcast and breezy.
Right.
57 degrees. Humidity's at 55%. So for the overcast, one little rain we got, that's not a very high humidity. Of course, winds are northeast at 21 miles per hour. Dew point's at 41. But, yes, in answer to your question, get off of that. That don't work. A 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 57. Northeast winds 13 to 17 with gusts as high as 26. That's what we have in store for today. Tonight, we also have a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 7. Mostly cloudy with a low around 41. North-northeast winds 5 to 10, becoming southwest after midnight. Tuesday, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 84. Southwest wind 8 to 16 with gusts as high as 24. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 66. North wind 17 to 22, gusts to 31. Thursday, sunny with a high near 63 and windy. Friday, sunny with a high near 65. Saturday, 78. Sunday, 86. So, yes, we got a 30% chance of rain today and tonight, and we'll see. For looks like the rest of the week's gonna be pretty dry.
Okay.
Which I don't really care to see.
You're saying there is a chance.
There's a chance. And you know as well as I do, in Oklahoma, a 30% chance could either mean 2 inches or none at all.
The only thing I think they get right is the wind.
Yeah. Well, and this time of year, you can bet on that.
No doubt about it.
Well, let's see. Stocks are mixed bag today. AEP is down $1.53 to $99.98. Apache's up $1.05 to $43.27. Chesapeake's down $22, $89.78. Continental is up $38 to $63.28. Conoco is up $19 to $100.77. Devon is up $87 to $61.24. GE is down $1.07 to $91.42. Halliburton's down $3 to $38.55. H&P is down a penny, $44.19. Liberty Oilfield is up 31 cents to $15.75. Laredo Petroleum is up $1.77 to $86.23. Magellan Midstream is up a quarter, $49.86. OG&E is down 19 to $41.09. One Oak is up 2 cents to $71.45. Panhandle Minerals is up 2 pennies to $3 and a penny. Phillips 66 is up 81 to $86.77. Sandridge is up 8 to $16.85. Schlumberger is down 36 to $41.35. And the Williams Company is down 13 to $33.70.
Well, the oil sliding prices were short-lived. West Texas Intermediate jumped up $3.97 to $103.24.
Mm-hmm.
Brent crude oil on the ICE Futures Exchange jumped up $3.47 to $107.86. Tokam crude oil in Japan up, 850 yen per kiloliter. And NYMEX natural gas up 5 cents, trading at $5.77 per million BTU. Of course, they're saying, too, that these Russian ships are switching flags at record rate on sanctions. But one of the things that made the price go back up is, the European Union is working on new Russian sanctions, and that's what's making the price of oil jump back up, even though it did slide a little bit. In fact, after Brandon said that he was going to release a million barrels a day for 6 months out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, prices fell, you know, sharp
knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, you know, and they fell more than they had in the last 2 years as far as just, you know, instantly. But now climbing back up, so we'll keep an eye on that. Again, we really appreciate all of our great sponsors that help make this broadcast possible. We'll be back again tomorrow morning right here on the same bat time, same bat channel, 8:05 a.m. to 9:00. Monday through Friday, you can also catch our archives on exploringenergy.net. You can listen to our show on exploringenergy.net. You can listen on the Book of Faces. A lot of ways to listen online as well as right here on 96.5 KECO, the old-fashioned radio way. Still free. Turn it on. Boom. Instantaneous. So, again, on all of our great sponsors, we'll be back again tomorrow for Butch Black. I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. Don't forget the big national championship tonight. Go Jayhawks. That's my thought. How about you, Butch?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I haven't been following it.
There you go. All right. With that being said, have yourself a great day. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City.